RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Emergency physician, TV personality, speaker, and writer. She's Dr. Lee. It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show, Health from the Outside In, where I think feeling good starts with looking good. And this, my next guest is something, a very interesting thing, because not only can you look good, your house can look good, and your doctor's office should look good. It's the idea of interior design and its impact on health and wellness. And my expert, Mitra Pakdaman, is an interior designer who's had huge projects, Walt Disney, ESPN, HBO, and now has something called LA Healthcare Design. So welcome to the show. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to hear how you kind of moved into that from design, healthcare design. How did you get into that?
The way it started, I did residential and commercial for many years, and my passion for science and healthcare always been one of my interests in life. Before I went to design school, I was studying to go to dental school. So, but then I decided, you know, this is my passion is more towards art and creativity. So then I decided, you know what, I'm going to do design. So I did residential and commercial, and I studied a lot about, like, human psychology, because that's one of my other interests, you know, on the side. I read a lot about who we are as a human. So to help me to create, you know, beautiful, amazing energy environment in every different areas of our life, if it's home, if it's office, if it's commercial spaces, is the main thing we are interacting in that space. So that's how it started.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, and I love this kind of topic. And first of all, I love design. I could go to design school now because that's my passion and I understand it. But I think it's an interesting topic because, first of all, there's this concept, and I know myself, if I'm really busy and have a lot of shifts and doing so many things and my house gets cluttered and messy, it actually makes me feel worse when I get home. And I think on the West, we're a little bit less intuitive about this, but Eastern philosophies of like feng shui and everything have always talked about this idea of the environment you live in. Can help your psyche. So I think it's a very interesting topic.
It's very true, because every element in the space that you are, if it's in your bedroom, your office, doesn't matter where you are, every element in that room, it actually generates energy. So if you have so many, like say papers, different stuff, and that makes your environment so cluttered, it actually absorbs energy. That's why you feel so heavy. And once you clean it up, you actually open up and create space for that flow of energy in the environment. So that's very, very important that you mentioned that.
Right. And for those non-believers, I mean, there are psychological, true psychological illnesses. We see it that manifest in problems with design, and hoarding is one of those, right? These people, and it's a vicious cycle. You know, the worse their environment gets, the more they hoard. So there's, in my estimation, some proof that there really is an issue with it. So tell us what kinds of things you can do. Obviously, you do it for physicians' offices, but I'm assuming you can apply some of these principles to your own house for your health and wellness.
Exactly. And the interesting part in healthcare design, which is one of the specialties in interior design, it's really bringing that homey feeling environment to healthcare. So everything starts from home. So anything we can apply in that healthcare design, it can be implemented in the home environment as well. Because that's whatever, like when you walk into someone's house, whatever you see is that reflection of their inner world and how they create and how they enjoy life. So it's a lot of things that we implement from the home environment to the healthcare. So some of the really quick tips, that one of them can be color. The lighter shades of color, you know, it makes the psychology of it is feel acceptance when you walk into the space. If the lighter shades of different pain, then I will tell you a little bit about like each pain briefly, like how each mm-hmm. one of them they will affect us psychologically. And then like medium shades usually create trust. Like mm-hmm. let's say if you have brown, like if you have a lighter shade of brown, it feel acceptance. You're walking, if it's the healthcare, if it's home, you feel like you're in your entrance area. When you use that lighter shade of brown, you feel like acceptance. You welcome people. Exactly the same way in like a, let's say the hospital room or in a patient, the physician office room, that when you walk in, the bigger wall, the larger wall, we usually put the lighter shades because that feels like welcoming the people into the room. Mm-hmm. If you use like a medium shade, it's more creating trust. So like that, like the second or the third shades of brown, it usually bring that trust of like, I'm here, I'm comfortable, I'm good. And like, and again, like different colors, they have different psychology. Like it's amazing. Like for instance, orange usually bring vitality to the body and is associated with the kidney, with the reproductive organs that is gonna like bring that like healing. If someone has a different like, you know, discomfort in the body, they can actually treat it with the, it's called chromotherapy, which is the alternative method of, you know, healing process. And it's amazing. They did a lot of studies that is actually going to increase the healing speed and healing process, and it's going to increase that for the patient.
Very interesting. So and what about as far as like placement of things, what other principles or views, you know, I imagine, I mean, people do feel better when they see nature and natural views. Mm-hmm, so
exactly.
Does that do anything?
Yeah, actually. So the other thing, nature is a very beautiful and amazing example, like the color coordination. You look at the flower, the color coordination is just so amazing and perfect. And we can bring that, the natural light, bringing like having more of natural light or creating something similar to that with the the different light bulbs that it has warmth to it. If it's hard to have access of natural light, just creating that feeling in the environment, or even like this, having the furniture or the layout, and like, how do you do the space planning? Like in the office environment, having that, creating that path that is going to be more efficient for staff is going to decrease the time of, you know, their process working and helping the patient is going to have a better impact on the staff because they don't have to take the longer way of getting to the destination. So it's going to actually save them energy. They're going to be more productive. And again, at home, just having less is always more. It's just, it gives that feeling
open
of comfort.
Feeling.
Yeah, it's open feeling and it has this flow and harmony. The main, for me, the way I design it and my team design is the goal is to bring that harmonious feeling to the environment. That's the main element, the feng shui. It talks about bringing that comfort to the mind and to the body.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is. Things that are cluttered, it makes you feel closed in when you're around
exactly.
a lot of clutter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's really important to, when we are in one environment, like when we are in nature, everything is beautiful, everything, it feels amazing, and we can implement that to our, the inside the building, the air quality is one of the very, very main elements to having the right air quality, indoor air quality. Like some of the buildings, that all the materials that are usually, I mean, 100% actually, we've been using indoor, they have zero toxic.
Oh, that's fabulous. Very interesting. So some things you can apply to your own home. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.